There were 163 reported protests, riots, rebellions, and uprisings across the United States in the summer of 67. No communities more impacted than Detroit and Newark. Max Herman is the author of Summer of Rage, an oral history of the 1967 Newark and Detroit riots. He says that year is difficult for many residents of both cities to revisit.
In Newark, it has been commemorated, but in Detroit, I think for the first time, they're having a program this summer.
67 has been more recognized and commemorated in Newark, but Herman says some residents really want it put to rest.
They worry that Newark is characterized by this one event, fairly or unfairly, and that people fail to look at the larger context and the positive aspects of Newark.
There's a bit of controversy over what to call the events of that summer. Are they riots, rebellions? Professor Herman explains.
Whether you call them rebellions, uprisings, riots, and so on, as soon as you start putting those labels on the event, you start dividing people up into camps. Some people who call it a riot will not talk to people who call it a rebellion. People who call it rebellion will not talk to people that call it a riot.
Historian Thomas Segrew, a professor at New York University, calls it an uprising.
The uprisings had all sorts of effects, short and long term.
Segrew says it's difficult for people to detach the reputation of a city from one of its most infamous moments.
But I think it's important to. I think it's important to see that what happened in Newark in 1967 was a result of generations of violence, of predation, of exploitation, of neglect. And what happened afterwards wasn't just a consequence of 1967, but it was an outgrowth of public policies and social movements that had deep roots.
In today's political climate, Professor Segrew says those roots are as deep as they've ever been.
As a historian, I don't want to look into a crystal ball and make predictions, but what I can say is that over the last several years, we've seen an intensification of protest. Protest about criminal justice, protest about the deaths of African-American men at the hands of police, protests against the current administration and its immigration policy. And it's possible, if the grievances of the protesters aren't addressed, that folks may take more extreme measures.
Protest organizations gather at the Rebellion Monument in Newark Central Ward every July. They'll show up in large numbers for the 50th anniversary, but don't expect extreme measures. Expect an emotional gathering of family members who lost loved ones during those hot summer days in 1967. In Newark, I'm Ang Santos, WBGO News.